We're in the lesson on the topic of subjugating the heart, and we're going to continue from excerpt number 2, subjugating the heart. Rav.
We'll continue the lesson. Subjugate the heart, selected excerpts from the sources, number 2. We'll try to get into it together. The excerpts are very important. People worked on it to extract those excerpts from thousands of articles by Rabash, mostly. Let's read them, connect to them, and try to... rise above through them.
The subjugating the heart document, excerpt 2, Rabash writes, one will not think that he can submit his evil inclination by himself. Rather, as it is written, man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Hence, one should not say that he cannot defeat his evil. For he must believe that the Creator will help him. Again. One will not think that he can submit his evil inclination by himself. Rather, as it is written, man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Hence, one should not say that he cannot defeat his evil, for he must believe that the Creator will help him.
No questions?
Shuv.
Again.
One will not think that he can submit his evil inclination by himself. Rather, as it is written, man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Hence, one should not say that he cannot defeat his evil, for he must believe that the Creator will help him.
Can't get it.
Yes, ma'am.
Дорогой Раф, а что значит победить злое начало?
What does it mean to defeat the evil inclination?
Победить злое начало это значит
to
не следовать ни за какой мыслью.
Win over the evil inclination means not to follow any thought, any desire, any action which
не связывают с группой.
Do not connect you with the group.
Не приближают к Творцу.
Meaning they don't advance you, they don't bring you closer to the Creator.
То есть всегда быть.
So not to deviate.
Всегда быть на страже, на проверке.
Always to be ready.
Делаю то или иное действие.
To examine what does it give me when I perform a certain action or another? Does it bring me closer to the friends, or does it push me
Ну вот так.
Farther apart.
Больше вопросов нет. Да, оттуда.
No more questions.
What does it mean to believe that the Creator will help him?
Not to understand the Creator helps him?
No, what does it mean that he must believe that the Creator will help him?
Yes, that if someone can help me, in any state I'm in, if there's anyone that can help me, it's only the Creator. There's no other power.
And when does a person understand that he cannot submit his evil? At a certain point, a person stops trying to submit his evil by himself and then enters the
possible, but nevertheless he has to check how much his power of resistance to change is positive or negative. He has to check it.
Ken.
Yaradan bizden gizli talep ediyoruz ancak bu biraz farklı oluyor. Yani yok karşımızda. Nasıl talep etmeliyiz bize yardım etmesi?
Ech ben adam צריך לדרוש מהבורא.
How should a person demand from the Creator when he does not see the Creator? He doesn't feel the Creator. He doesn't know him. So how can he demand from him?
He should imagine to himself, try to depict to himself as a certain, the whole earth is full of his glory, that there is none else besides him, that he fills the world, he is the world, and we are inside of him. If a person can imagine reality in this way, and he constantly tries to somehow to see it, to feel it, and eventually he will open it up. It will open up for him. Try it.
Herr.
Tada, Rabba. Die Frage zum Überwindung des bösen Triebs jeden Moment. Stellt sich die Frage, haben wir gerade gehört, wie macht man das? Wie mache ich das, dass ich zu ihm die Beziehung halte?
Overcoming.
Jeden Moment.
In relation to overcoming at every moment, how can I do it so that I hold the connection to the Creator at every moment?
Look, it's not such a problem for a person to hold in his mind that I'm in a reality with my friends, and we're all connected, and we're connected to the Creator who's at the center of our connection, and that through our, and by turning to the Creator, we can change reality, we can aim at the direction we think we need to go.
Leider hört das im Schlafraum auf, wenn der Freund neben mir schnarcht.
All that ends in the room we sleep in where the friend snores next to me. I also snore.
I can imagine.
Ich meine es aber ernsthaft, weil heute Morgen in der Nacht, also ständig hat irgendjemand immer gehämmert gegen die Wand. Alle sind wach geworden und erschrocken.
But I'm saying very seriously. At night, someone was always knocking on the wall because someone else was snoring. And then I forgot to ask the Creator. And I said, okay, it's all good.
The fact that you couldn't hear the Creator, couldn't ask Him because the friend disturbed you, you didn't miss anything by that. That's actually good. I'm correct. Through that, you connect even more between the two of you and with the Creator. Now, what to do about it? I don't know. Try, nevertheless, to prevent these disturbances if you can't overcome them. Try to reach love to such an extent where if you suddenly stop hearing any disturbances from the friend during his sleep, you begin to worry. What's going on? He's not snoring. Like a mother and her baby. She's trying to hear. Is he asleep? Is he? I can't hear it. Is he sleeping or what? So, try. For the most part, love covers all crimes. You will have from all of that, including this congress where you can't sleep because of his snoring, you will have left a good impression.
Ken.
Раф, нам нужно искать связи с Творцом, чтобы направить это все туда, куда мы считаем нужным? Или нам надо попытаться почувствовать, что Творец хочет от нас, и с этим согласиться?
I think it's one and the same. If not the same for you, try this way and try that way until you reach a scrutiny. I think that all in all, you need to be directed at a state where both the friends and the Creator are all connected in your heart.
Toda Rav, değerli Rav. Kalbe boyun eğdirmek olarak benim yaratılışım arzu. Ben nasıl kendi kendimi eğdirebilirim?
Rav, teva şeli, ratzon lekabe.
My nature is a will to receive. How can I submit myself, subjugate myself? Only by connecting with your friends and the force of their connection, of your connection with them,
it
will pull you out of your personal self-love to loving them. To love them.
Ken.
Can we also ask this? What is the action or the role of the friend or the ten where I can submit myself? What is the action on behalf of the ten so that I can submit myself?
The ten needs to show each and every friend how connected it is, how in the center of its connection it depicts the upper force that's connecting them and how they are all adhered to the upper force and how they get closer from degree to degree, meaning above greater and greater disturbances, all the way till the end of correction.
No.
If a person feels that he's in the ten in such actions, then he's on a highway.
בסדר? מי יש שם? הג'ינג'ית הזאת היא כבר שאלה, לא?
That redhead asked already. Okay, ask again.
Вопрос вот на уроке. Я вот часто себя вот замечаю, мы читаем какую-то статью, и вот появляется какая-то вот мысль, что-то новое раскрывается, и эта мысль меня очень сильно увлекает, и я начинаю как-то вот внутри себя это состояние как-то прочесывать. Там,
Many times in the lesson I get this new thought, as if I understood something, and I go after that thought, and I get deeper into it.
И довольно много времени может пройти, и в то же время я каким-то образом отключаюсь от мысли о подругах и
And it could take a lot of time, and I detached from the thought of the friends. I'm in a static state.
Когда вот у меня вот действительно вот что-то такое вот поражает во время уроков, мне нужно эту мысль как бы отставить и как бы продолжать в общем потоке. И на ней сосредоточиться попозже или все-таки какое-то время ей уделить.
What's the correct response to this new inspiration, this new impression during the lesson, to get deeper into it then or to leave it for afterward?
Я связан с товарищами во время урока.
Especially when I'm connected to the friends during the lesson.
Вместе с ними.
I need to constantly feel that I'm together with them.
Настолько, что не отрываюсь.
To such an extent that I never disconnect from them. I can disconnect from the Creator, but not from the friends.
Вот в чем проблема.
That is the problem. The connection with the friends is the foundation, the basis for the connection with the Creator. Without it, I can't be connected to the Creator. That's what's written, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator.
Oh.
Look at that man. What's going on with women?
Yes.
Thank you, Raf. When I think about this concept that the Creator will help,
I get this
thought in my mind that it's dangerous. I feel this sense of fear, like things will not work out. If I constantly think that the Creator will help, how do I align myself with that reality? How do I trust or attain the faith that the Creator will help and
save my life?
According to the will to receive, according to your demand to the Creator, so he would answer you, so he would help you. That demand has to be strong, intense, consistent, constant. So try to be connected with the friends and to turn to the Creator. In order to obligate him to answer you.
Beseder.
Okay.
Tov. Ну, намщихим нашим. Кент говорит.
Дорогой Раф, когда соединяется в одно целое благодарность к Творцу и просьба к Нему, это раскрытое сердце для обид.
When the gratitude and request of the Creator connect, is that an opening to connection?
Благодарю вас.
Yes.
Ну давай. Да, вот эта девушка.
Buongiorno, Rav. La domanda è.
No, no.
Mi sento. Come posso obbligare il Borè ad aiutarmi a sconfiggere l'inclinazione al male?
How can I ask the Creator for help to get me over the evil inclination? Is that because I cannot annul to the Creator who helps me afterwards?
You'll be able to understand it slowly. Don't let go of the plea to the Creator. That's all I can say. I'm not going to say more, so in order to not corrupt your path.
No. וכאן אין ידיים.
Here no one wants to ask.
Дорогой Рав, когда нам приходят состояния такие низкие, такие разбитые, очень больные, то как будто легче просить у Творца, легче молиться.
From states of lowliness and a fall, it's easier to turn to the Creator because there's nothing else.
Там ответ или подъем или какая-то энергия, то как надо продолжать, ну, в такой же мощи продолжать просить?
How can we continue requesting in the same intensity when we have inspiration and this elation?
Это называется спортивное упражнение.
These are exercises, like in sports.
Надо все время пытаться их делать.
You have to keep on trying, get in with those exercises, you'll see it's not that complicated.
Что такое постоянное обращение к Творцу?
What is a constant request to the Creator?
Что тебе необходим контакт с Ним.
It's when you feel in your heart that you must have contact with Him.
I want
to understand how does that get realized in our work.
You simply want to have this contact with Him. You demand that contact.
Что такое требование постоянное? То есть это же как
непрерывно. That's exactly what I want to understand. What's this constant request? It's this constant work, right?
Я понимаю, что такое три раза в день встреча с
Богом. So how does that work?
И общее обращение.
Let's say I understand that we need to meet with a 10, and then we have this mutual request.
Что десятка обращается к Творцу.
Let's say we meet in the 10, and at a certain time we pray to the Creator. But when you say a constant prayer, this constancy, what is that?
It's this constant attraction, permanent attraction to a connection with the Creator.
Double.
You had a first love one time, first crush?
Yes.
You had maybe more than once. And you constantly thought about it. You were a young boy, but you were constantly occupied with it. You couldn't get rid of it. You should reach the same state with your yearning to the Creator?
Конечно, это...
I understand that example, but it's automatic. Of course, this is something the Creator gives you in our world, so you'd understand what is the true attraction, yearning to someone else. That was hormones, something else. It doesn't matter, but you can't get rid of it.
So when we're talking about a constant request to the Creator, what are the means that we have for that? What do we build so that that appeal, that request would be alive, and that we could call it this constant appeal to the Creator?
You have to build for that such conditions, such surrounding conditions that will remind you, bring you back to it, and you'll be able to constantly use them.
Я понимаю, допустим, вы говорили раньше, поставьте будильники раз в полчаса.
I understand, like how you once said that we put this alarm clock on for every half an hour, that's what will remind the whole tent to turn to him. That's a means, a concrete, practical means. What concrete, practical means do we have which is not just once in every half hour, but which is constant?
This is only pressure from the environment, from those around you, through envy, lust, and honor.
С помощью зависти,
ощущения
себя более низшим, чем другие, и так далее.
It's when you feel you are lower than others, and so on.
Эгоистические наши свойства сделать так, чтобы мы все равно именно с их помощью.
Meaning use our egoistic qualities and do it so with their help we'll come to yearn for that connection with the Creator.
Сегодня Суккот начинается. Вот как
today, the holiday of Sukkot starts. What should we do in the world Kli so that we'll be in this constant appeal all day long?
We'll talk about it.
Ken.
Раф, а вот в этом постоянном стремлении к Творцу есть такой внутренний вопрос, а кому я обращаюсь? Вот, допустим,
in this constant yearning to the Creator, which is internal and all the time, who do I turn to? Let's say that I depict that He creates the whole world, all the connections. Who do I turn to in that very moment, that same force that created everything?
Yes.
It's not some abstract appeal.
From your state, yes, that's how you can turn to Him. Don't see any men, only women. Yes, ma'am.
Selam Rav yeniden. Yaradan'a olan gerçekçi her talebim ızdıraplı oluyor. Bu ızdıraplar mutluluğa ve inanca nasıl çevrilir?
The true request to the Creator always takes place with suffering. How can we replace the suffering with joy and faith?
That's according to the group. Relative to whom are we marching forward daily? Approaching more and more, coming closer to feeling who we have contact with, who's leading us. So, day to day, we have to become closer. Okay?
Rav, aslında grubum çok iyi ve her şeyleri var.
My ten is very good and we have everything.
Gördüğümde de bu da ızdırap veriyor.
When I see on behalf of the 10 nice examples, it also causes me suffering. How can I deal with that properly?
This is good. You have a good character. You're jealous. It's good. Just keep going. Keep going. It'll all work out. I stopped thinking about the men. Except for Chavzula.
Toda Rabbi. Ya Rav, kişi kıskançlık koşulunda ise kendini dostundan aşağı durumda hissediyorsa, düşüşte ise nasıl yükselişe geçebilir?
If I envy the friend and I feel lowly, how can I start rising?
להתחבר אליו יותר.
Connect to him more.
בכמה שאפשר, ואז אתה...
As much as you can, and then you'll rise up together with him. In this way, we can all rise up very quickly.
Rav, kişi düştü yani. Gücü yok.
Kube yerida, enle koh. He's in a descent. He has no strength, no forces.
You don't need any strength. You need only the force of envy. You need to be small, and from that you begin to closer to the friend who is the object of your envy, and you can rise together with him. Everything is done by the Creator.
Beseder. Tov. Ken.
Рав, мы сегодня говорили, что сменить состояние отталкивания к приближению нужно через молитву прийти.
We said that there will be a day where we come to from rejection to closeness through prayer.
Ну, такая долгая молитва, я не слышу ответа.
I have such a state where I pray for a long time, but the state doesn't change. I don't see any answer. What does the Creator want from me?
What do you want to hear from him?
That he will give me his quality of love and bestowal to the friends above my ego. That I'm in such a beastly state right now that I don't want to be in it.
Maybe you already received it and you're not using that quality.
How
can we feel it? I feel like a beast. I don't feel any love to the friends.
Maybe you won't feel love to the friends immediately, but you'll feel an opportunity to be closer to them. And in this way, in small steps, you get closer and closer to them.
You know, Rav, he inserts you into this state of a beast when you're demanding, and then he just puts you even deeper into the beastly state.
If I have such states, then I know that I simply need to be together with a friend. Simply be together with a friend. And that will help me.
To be with all the actions that they do.
In every way possible. Who's there?
Shalom, Rav. Dostlarımın ortak sorusu her gün bize çok derin konulardan bahsediyorsunuz. Bu derinlikten ihtiyacımız kadarını mı duyarız, yoksa daha derin ve kalpten duyabilmek için yapabileceğimiz bir şey var mı?
Shalom Rav. Shalom Yes. Rav, question from my 10. Each day you teach us deep topics. from that depth we hear what we need to receive, or is there something that we should do to hear in the heart more deeply?
And the question is,
how can we hear you more deeply?
That is up to you. It's up to you. Sometimes we go through certain excerpts, we read them, we hear them, and you ask nothing. And I'm extremely impressed by these excerpts. And other times, it's a different way. The excerpts are not so deep or complex, and you have a ton of questions. It's all according to the preparation of the person. It's like with little children and grown-ups. The more grown-ups can understand things deeply, and also quantity-wise, and for the little children, it could be like air to them. Okay? So everything will change, and you will be full of questions.
Again. No, אתה כבר שאלת היום.
No, you already asked today.
היום עוד לא. No,
oh, today you haven't. Okay, take a microphone.
רב, אם אני הבנתי נכון תשובה
לאגזולה. If I understood correctly the answer to Azula, if I need to envy a friend who is in, do I need to envy a friend who is in a fall, in a descent?
On the one hand, yes, because if I'm neither in an ascent nor in a descent, then I envy the friend who's in a descent, because from that, if he can feel that it's a descent, then he now has the ability to rise from it, to ascend.
How can I change in my brain this thought where I always think that if a friend is in a descent, so it's as if he's making a hole in the tent. So how can I change my thought on this?
No, it's not always like that. It's not always like that at all. It's only in the connection with the others when we arrange the ten, arrange that boat.
How does a descent of a friend in the ten, how does that help the whole ten ascend?
That's what we need to do, to arrange the ten, so it will all be as one, and then the ten will always be balanced. Okay, ladies? You already asked. Right?
Oh, yes, Gveret Chili.
Oh, it's my madam.
Merci Rav, bonjour Rav, bonjour tout le monde.
Bonjour Elodie.
Bonjour. Question de la dizaine.
Question from the ten.
Comment travailler avec les pensées?
When the evil inclination reveals, how should we work with the thoughts of escaping, where we want to escape? Sometimes it appears as if holding on to the friends is insufficient, because we are afraid to lose strength or lose the ten. So how do we work with the thoughts of escaping when the evil inclination surfaces?
When the evil inclination tells you to run away. It says, smack him in the face. Hit him. Yeah. Serious. because you don't have another enemy, another hater in the world, except for your evil inclination, who's sitting inside of you and pushing you away from the Creator.
How do we give this smack?
To smack, to punch the evil inclination is possible only by connecting when we sing together. We have a small meal. Rise above the disturbance. That's what we do.
Yes, ma'am.
Вопрос относительно построения реальности в десятке.
A question about building reality in the ten.
Во время встреч десятки, чтобы вот эта реальность была приближенная, максимально приближенная к Творцу. Какие основные?
How to work during meetings when the reality that's created, so that the reality that's created will be as close as possible to the Creator? What thoughts should we start with, end with, so that the work will be?
On that, there is written on the articles of the group how to sit, how to speak, what to do. One needs to be responsible for these gatherings. There's a lot written about it.
I'm sorry, I'm not asking about the action, but about the inner state.
The inner states depends on how you physically prepare. What do you want to happen? These things are all connected with us. You cannot differentiate these things to separate them.
Ken.
Дорогой Рав, дорогое Кли.
Dear Rav, dear Kli.
А если у меня ощущение, что
I have the feeling that
ощущается Творец везде и во всем. Это нормально или это иллюзия?
With the ten and without the ten, I can feel the Creator in anything and everything. Is that normal or is that an illusion?
Я не знаю. Это
I don't know. You need to reveal that and decide. But continue with that.
How?
I don't know, like you are now.
Thank you.
Who's over there next to the wall?
Hello, Rav. I think we're already starting to feel the internality of the friends, because something feels very different than before. But how do I know it's not my just my imagination, because I want it so much?
אבל איך אני יודעת שזה אמיתי, שאני לא רק מדמיינת את זה, כי אני כל כך רוצה שזה יקרה?
להמשיך, 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 בלי הפסקה.
Continue, 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 without stopping. And we very much hope that throughout this convention, we will reach a state where we'll be able to start feeling the internality of the friends.
Thank you.
כן.
Yes.
Здравствуйте. Когда мы открываем свои сердца товарищам, получают ли они свет?
When we open the heart to the friends, we receive light?
Это вопрос.
That's a question.
Или да, или нет. Но в любом случае,
maybe yes, maybe no.
То, что вы им хотите передать, находится у них.
But in any case, what you want to give to them and be in them, the question is whether they feel it or not. That...
Ну, мужчины. Ken.
Come on, guys.
Рав, простите, а товарища мы ощущаем из подобия по свойству или противоположного состояния?
Do we feel the friend from our equality of qualities or from the opposite state?
Представить нам творец.
We feel the friend as the creator wants us to depict him, otherwise we would not feel him.
Ну, спасибо. Подумаем.
Тут не просто.
It's quite complicated. Okay. Dudi, we don't have much time left, right? So what do?
We continue to read the next excerpt.
The third one?
Yes.
If a person wants to succeed in the Torah, he must see that the desire to engage in Torah is stronger than the rest of the desires in him. And then they will surrender to it, because the strong has the power to subdue the weak. Hence, the strong desire subdues the desire for idleness, for honor, and the rest of the lusts. Okay, read.
If a person wants to succeed in the Torah, he must see that the desire to engage in Torah is stronger than the rest of the desires in him. And then they will surrender to it, because the strong has the power to subdue the weak. Hence, the strong desire subdues the desire for idleness, for honor, and the rest of the lusts.
Shake it.
Silence.
Allah.
Next. Yes, Oren.
Rav, how to do it so the desire to engage in the Torah will be stronger?
Necessity. When I understand that without the force of the Torah, I cannot succeed. What should I do?
Amen.
Understand?
Tov.
Okay.
Ken Gvarat.
Yes.
Gracias, Rab. ¿Cómo hacemos para que esas necesidades no sean solamente a través de sufrimientos?
How can we make it so that these needs won't only come through suffering?
That depends on how connected we are. If we are connected in a good network and we check it, how much it is in this mutual bestowal, mutual influence, and how much we wish to feel that togetherness, these new states, then accordingly we will feel good.
O sea que es una oportunidad para salirnos de nosotros mismos y ir hacia las necesidades de las amigas.
So it's an opportunity to come out of ourselves and walk toward the needs of the friends.
Yes.
Raiti Misham.
Who's over there? Yes.
מזה לאה.
Who's that, Leah?
After the lesson, immediately we're going to the gravesite of Baal Salam and Rabash.
Now?
7 p.m. a.m. How this can add to us a special force before the Congress?
To be together. As much as you are together, you are closer to Baal Salam. That's very important.
What should we think about? Certainly he's interested in the success of the Congress. What should we think about?
That we want to be close to him, to his soul. That is what we need. It can save us from everything. From everything. It's a person who came through his life to such spiritual degrees. That I cannot even depict to myself. To just say some words. Yes. You travel there and succeed to connect with the soul of Baal Salam and Rabash. That is truly a massive spiritual force, our anchor. Yes.
I want to ask, in this Congress we placed before us a goal of reaching the opening of the heart and connecting the tens. So true tens will be born here. Where is the Creator in all this picture?
There is a certain act. Is there a certain act where the Creator doesn't exist? So through what act and change does He exist in?
So how should it be? On our part, how should it be? We want the heart to open, we want the tent to be built. How do we activate Him relative to these actions?
We take into consideration that the Creator is with us.
He's doing it on us?
Certainly.
So what are we doing?
A request, a deficiency, raising man.
How do we ensure that the prayer to him for all the actions will constantly arise from us?
You discuss that, and then each one tries to bring that out from the depths of his heart.
Clear. Can you explain the difference between a ten that's connected without a creator and connected that, and a ten that has a creator? What is the addition the Creator gives?
A ten that is connected without the Creator is a football team, and a ten that is connected with the Creator is a Kabbalistic group.
What's so special about it? What does it mean to be a group of Kabbalists?
That they all depend their success on connection, and connection depends only on the force of the Creator that will fill them. We need to understand that connection is the Creator's quality. To the extent in which it is in us, accordingly we will succeed to connect. That is all. Is that okay? I think that everyone is already well.
תודה רב. We see
you make a lot of room and clear a lot of and also emotional space to the women's kli. Do we also need to develop a sensitivity to this deficiency? And if so, how to do it?
You have a need to be together, men, among yourselves. And only in that external way to prepare a meal or some place where you can work, like at home. So you help the women. But otherwise, no. Other than that, there doesn't need to be any connection.
How does the plea to the Creator change a person's fate?
I think that 100% completely.
Is it up to me? Only on me?
It depends on the Creator and on the person.
Thank you.
Tov. Misha, madam.
Who's over there, madam?
So, Rav, I'm going to the cemetery of Bala Sulam. And
why?
And I tend to have intention before I do things. And my intention, first of all, is the fact that you said something during one of the lessons, and as my spiritual father, you must know better, so I made the decision that I will go. But yesterday I kept thinking, I already feel as if I have a connection with Bala Sulam anyway. I love his teaching. I listen to his melodies almost every day. And when I'm in trouble, I call upon him. Believe you me, I call upon him when I have challenges. I call upon him and say to him, what is the intention when I go?
Sheila, listen.
I'm asking, what is the intention that I should have when I go to the cemetery? Because in my heart, I have a big intention for spiritual correction. But what is the intention that we should hold as tents and as B'nai Baruch world kli? Because I see the world kli out there. They're not going to be there with me. And I want to take all of us to this event. So what should be our intention?
I would recommend for you to detach during that trip from all of your teachings and thoughts that you once had, but simply to travel and to incorporate in all of our people, and not to be above it at all, to simply submit to be among everyone. And even though you think that you're great and you have all these understandings of what's happening, but in any case, the intention is simple. I want to be with them, with everyone, and that is all. And then with that, you will see how much you can rise and gain. Okay?
Tov. עוד משהו, דודי.
יש לנו דיווח, הקוקה.
דיווח.
We have an update, הקוקה.
A report, okay.
טוב, שלום חברים, רצינו לדבר.
Hello friends, we wanted to say a few things about the Congress. So first of all, right now we have 2,120 people registered for the Congress. Physically. Virtually, we have another 2,600 people registered. Additionally, another 200 friends are expected to come from the World Kli. So we are estimating around 2,300 physical participants in this Congress, maybe even more. So we want to explain about the seating arrangements during the lesson and the meals, the seating arrangements. So, men from the World Kli, you sit exactly where you are, always in front of Rav, in the front of the hall. Women from the World Kli, you are sitting exactly where you are, on that side, in the front. That will always be your spot. Israeli Kli men, you're sitting in this area where I'm standing. The rest of the hall is dedicated to women. Women from Israel will also sit there in our new space outside. There you have men from Petah Tikva. And all the remaining seats, whoever is going to come intermittently is going to be seated there. So because we're going to have so many people who participate in this Congress, we ask that everyone adheres to the instructions of the directions of the ushers that will guide us in like water. And that's how we'll be together during the Congress.
אז עוד כמה הודעות לסיום.
A few more announcements. Anyone who signed up for the visit to the Har HaMenuchot in Jerusalem should be by the door, by the entrance at 6:45. Anyone who signed up and paid is going on the bus first, and the rest are on a free, any remaining seats. 5:30 a.m. Hummus meal, 12 live lesson here in the hall, at 3 p.m. Meal, and at 6 p.m. everyone is invited here to the hall, men from 18 and up. We have a gathering of friends. Now we're going to have hummus meal. So we ask everyone to go out to the space outside, take food, and flow back as water into the hall. We ask everyone to come back here and sit by the stage. And we end with a song.
Highs and the lows, I call on my friends to show me the way to rise from below. En la elevación sentiré ya la luz, mis amigos vendrán junto a mí, subirán por encima del yo. Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves. Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves.
Step up.